Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good afternoon. It is a Wednesday afternoon right here on Blake Radio, and the time right now is 6:31. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. Hello, Ms. Spice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think of today's weather? A bit overcast? How does this weather work for you?
This is stay in the house with your boo, pop some popcorn, and watch some movies and stuff. This is the kind of weather to just relax.
Just relax, right?
Just relax.
Oh, it's nice and cool. I like the little breeze that's going on here today.
No, you like it cold. Tell the truth.
No, I like it cold, but I don't like it, like, overly cold. But, like, this breezy, nice weather is good. It works.
Yeah, okay. That's all I got to say.
All right. So it's been another busy week in Celebrityville. So much drama. Drama. Oh, my goodness. We're covering everybody today. We're talking about first things first. Jessica Simpson, so apparently, has given birth.
Mm-hmm. A baby girl.
Yeah, so, you know, they showed the suite that apparently she had. It was like, I think it was a two-bedroom suite or three-bedroom suite where she had her baby. And
nice.
It was like crazy. It was like, I think it was 3,000 something a day or something, like some crazy figure like that she had to pay.
Burn.
Sorry?
Money to burn, that's what that is, money to burn.
It was crazy. So the baby's name is Maxwell. What do you think of that name?
Okay. I mean, it's a little girl, Maxwell. I think I would try to find a way to spell it so that I can know that it's a girl. 'Cause Maxwell,
I like it.
Like a boy to me.
I like it. I like that it's so different. Maxwell. Well, you know, I was almost going to say something that would have got me into such trouble, but anyway. I was going to say, as long as it's not Janene or, you know.
Oh, don't go there, girlfriend. You are on the project toes. Don't do it.
Oh, please. I like Maxwell. It's nice. Oh, some crazy, you know, these crazy names you hear, they mix the mother and the father's names and come up with a whole brand new name.
Yeah, okay.
Something no one's ever heard.
Yeah, if it works for her, it's cool. I don't know how it works for her. Once she grows up, though. Mom, why did you name me Maxwell? Everybody think I'm a boy.
I don't know. I like it. But anyway. So Tyler Perry's studio apparently went up in flames last night, 9 o'clock yesterday. Yesterday evening, his studio, poof.
Yeah, and I also heard that people were teasing him on the Twitter, and they were acting like Madea, but they were saying harshful stuff that, you know, the man's place went up in smoke. How can you Twitter something that's funny? But still, not at a crisis time like that. No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Because, you know, his studio sits on 60 acres of land.
God,
it includes five sound stages, a back lot, as well as Tyler Perry's offices on there.
Nice.
That was huge. They say, you know, it was called in as a 3-alarm fire, but later on, you know, it was called to be a 4th-alarm fire.
Well, you know, I'm sure he's going to fix it all back up just like that. Because he's like a Slim. He came a very long way from sleeping in a car to where he is now. It'll be like, let me just fix this. Okay, moving right along.
Wow. And in other news, they say here that, so apparently Jennifer Lopez's guy wants to marry her and give her his grandmother's engagement ring.
No, Jennifer, no. Think so. I mean, they look cute and all that, you know, but he's a young man. I'm not sure if he's sold enough oats yet. So I think she need a little bit of time out there before they tie the knot, so to speak.
She's not even divorced from Mark Anthony yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't rush. I really, truly hope that she don't rush into this.
You know, people were saying, like, they wonder what that diamond ring is going to look like because, I mean, like, this is Jennifer Lopez, you know?
Okay, so he comes from money? Is that what you're saying? His family come from money?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm saying, like,
what
he's giving his grandmother's ring. You know,
she's
been engaged to Ben Affleck, who gave her, like, that humongous pink diamond. Then she had Mark Anthony that gave her another rock. So now this little dude wants to give her. I don't know, maybe. Huh?
He surprised us with a nice size ring and, you know, maybe.
I know. I know. I'm just saying.
So, you know that, right?
Huh?
You can make rings and you can add things on it to make it look, you know, really, really. Like it costs a lot of money.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, she's going to be paying for that ring any which way because
he is
her backup dancer.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now he's going to want to raise, is it? So he can help with her money. I don't understand. But anyway, it's all
crazy.
Good.
So what about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
Oh, my stars. I'm not talking about that because I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words, so you take it.
It's crazy.
You know what?
Actually, it's not even worth us talking about. It's just stupid. You know, personally, like I said before, I think they both deserve each other. They both love the media. They both love the attention. So, hey, cheers to them.
Yeah, more power to them.
I know, right?
I like it. It's all right.
Oh, my gosh. So let's see what else is here. So apparently Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom have canceled their reality show. You know, Lamar has to concentrate. Well, this is what he's saying, that he wants to concentrate more on his career, get back into his basketball. Because, you know, apparently his game has slipped. So,
That makes sense to me. You know, he got to stay focused because, I mean, all the professionals know that when you're playing these professional sports, that they can switch at the drop of a dime. So you go into it. On the contract, it should be written, you know, hey, it's possible that you might be switched to someplace else. If you already know that, you shouldn't be getting so bent out of shape about it.
Yep. And you know, let's get to the Housewives story. You know, I'm a big Housewives fan. I love Bravo. Bravo, it's a TV station. It has just like the best reality shows ever. So they're having now Housewives of Beverly Hills. Apparently they're busy taping it at the moment. And they say that Taylor Armstrong, you know, she's the one whose husband committed suicide. So apparently they're saying that she is an alcoholic.
Oh, my goodness.
She has been abusing alcohol. Apparently, one of the other castmates had a birthday party for her daughter, Kyle Richards. She had a birthday party for her daughter, and Tyler Armstrong was there, and they said she was so drunk at this party. And, you know, people are trying to get her to admit to her problem, and she just released a statement saying that I do not have a drinking problem.
Hmm.
So, meantime, the castmates are saying something else.
Mm-hmm. Most people that drink, that drinks heavily like that, will make that kind of statement. They are in total denial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy. That's really crazy. And in other news, Tiger Woods' wife, well, ex-wife, apparently she's moved on. Huh?
Well, that's what life is all about.
She's moved on with her new life, and she's planning to build her new dream home in the swanky area of North Palm Beach.
Thanks to Tiger. You go, girl.
Of course. So she's moved on and apparently doing very well. Tiger, you messed up.
I guess so. With Tiger's money, she should be doing well.
Well, very, very well.
You go from a housekeeper to being a millionaire, or if you're not a millionaire, almost a millionaire. I don't know.
Yeah. No, she's a multimillionaire.
Okay. So, hey, you go from housewife to a millionaire. I'd be so doggone happy. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I'd be walking out here. People be like, that lady crazy. No, she's not crazy. She's rich.
And in other stories here, they also have, you know, that very popular show called The X Factor. That's the one where Simon Cowell is the creator, producer. He's the everything of that show. So apparently they were looking for two judges, because they got rid of two judges. So they were looking for two more judges. So apparently they're saying that Britney Spears has actually filled one of those two vacant chairs, and they're coming to an agreement, and apparently Britney will end up with $15 million for the season.
Wow, if they just gave me $15,000 to be a judge, I got a good ear, I'd be so happy.
$15
million. Wow.
They are not playing. And they say there's still a vacant seat, and apparently some of contenders are Demi Lovato, she's a singer, as well as Miley Cyrus. I mean, hello. Miley Cyrus and Avril Lavigne.
So
will they? I don't know how much. Well, I don't know how much their contracts would be, but you know, I guess it was like.
Should it be different though? I don't understand why. Everybody is sitting down in a chair judging, so they're doing the same thing.
But some people's time, I guess, are worth more than others.
Really?
Yeah, it is like that. I guess the more demand you're in, the more you can get for your time.
I guess so.
Yeah. And in other news, Wiz Khalifa, we were talking about him last week, about he was busted in the Holiday Inn for smoking weed. Apparently, he was busted again this week. He was on tour. He's actually on tour. And he was on his tour bus with some of his people, and they were police pulled him over, and busted again for weed.
Wow,
that's crazy.
He ought to just pack it in and wait till he gets to wherever his home is, and close the door and lock it, and do him, and then come outside to play.
I guess it doesn't always work out like that, right?
I guess not.
So what have you been hearing? What's going on in Celebrityville? Anything new with you?
Nah, I don't have anything. I was so busy going, you know, one of my coworkers passed, and every time you go to a funeral, it's like a reunion, you know? you see people you haven't seen in such a long time. So I really couldn't get into my homework.
Oh, before we go any further, let's talk about the Bobby Brown interview. So apparently Bobby Brown was on the Today Show, and he says, you know, he actually said, I wasn't the one who got Whitney smoking, like, you know, doing hardcore drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the one who...
I heard that before. I heard she was already doing things before he came into her life. But I guess when you have a partner, you might do it a little bit more.
So apparently he says that, you know, when he got with her, apparently she was already smoking coke.
Right. I heard that before.
So, you know, he also says that he hasn't touched that for 7 years. He's been 7 years clean, and he knew that Whitney was having a hard time dealing with it, but, you know, he thought that, hey, she was conquering her demons.
Mm-hmm.
He also went on to say that he had seen her a week before she had passed, and she was looking great. He said she looked wonderful. She looked really, really, really good. And, you know, he also went on to say that, you know, before he met her, he used to smoke weed and he drank beer.
Okay.
And so I guess after he got with her, what are they trying to say, that now she introduced him? Well, that's what it sounded like he was saying.
Wow.
you know. But anyway, he also goes on to say, he can honestly say that, this is what he says, his exact words. I can honestly say, I love that woman with everything I am, and I believe she loved me the same way.
Well, amen.
And I believe that to be true.
And that's his final answer. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're having part two of the interview tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
But I can honestly say as well that, you know, I believe that they both loved each other.
Yeah, in a weird
way. It was a love that worked. And they also go on to say, well, there's other stories coming out that apparently Whitney's mom is coming out with a book.
Okay.
So that's going to be a very interesting read, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so.
Very, very interesting. He said he was also very sad when he found out that, you know, they found cocaine in her system.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very interesting interview. I don't know how come I missed that. But I watched it. I played catch up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was it. That was a little bit of our Celebrityville, what's going on in Celebrityville. Always good to catch up there.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of things I need to tell our audience, man. They saying in Arizona, somebody went and bought a Quick Pick lottery, and they keep on winning over there in Arizona. I'm about ready to pack up my bags.
Wait, in Arizona somebody won? They won a Quick Pick?
Somebody won six times in the state.
What?
You know, I mean, in the same store, and they weren't Quick Picks either. So, you know, it's not Quick Pick. And it's another thing that was interesting to me. I was watching the news, and there were two dogs on the show, on the news. One was blind. It's a retriever. That's what I remember. It was a retriever. And the other one had gotten shot, and so they doctored him back to health. So the dog that had gotten shot led blind dog around by the chain to the food and to water, and they became friends. For somebody to adopt these two dogs.
Oh,
and
that's so cute.
Yeah, they work good together, you know. And I'll say, hey, if us human beings could act like that, wow, we could conquer the world.
Wow, that's so. How come you didn't feel led to adopt these dogs?
No, because I don't like the dogs in the winter, okay? That's why.
Okay.
If I had a backyard, it'd be all, we're all good. But I prefer a cat, not dogs. You know, and also they're saying in Washington, D.C. is the best place for education, jobs, and all types of things. In Washington, D.C. is the place for women to be. But I'm a little disappointed because at the end of the survey, nobody ever said, can we find a good man over there too? Oh, well, who knows?
You got jokes.
Being real.
All right, y'all, the time right now is 6:50. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show on Blake Radio. We're going to play some music right now. We'll be right back. Music by Ledisi, and the song is called Pieces of Me. And right now we're going to be talking about your star signs. It is the month of Taurus. If you're born between the months of April 20th to May 20th, you are a Taurus. Are you a Taurus, Miss Spice?
No, I am the only sign to be, and that's Scorpio.
You're so biased. So biased. All right, so this is what they're saying about you, Taurus. I'm trying to think if I know lots of Taurus. So I can see if this matches up with them. I know lots of people that are the next star sign, which is Gemini. That's for next month. We'll talk about them a little bit later. Let's talk about Taurus right now. It says here, Taurus, when they say they are your best friend forever, the ball means it. They take childhood friendship oaths seriously and still have the other half of their charm necklace in which are inscribed the words best friends forever. Their friendship stands the test of time, and many Taurian friends have been this devoted since childhood. Constant, steady, loyal, and devoted, this friend will stand by you through life. If you need to call someone to pick you up in the middle of a snowy night because your car broke down, Taurus will be there in a flash. Hot cold hand. Oh my goodness. Be warned though, this is only if you've proven yourself to be as a loyal friend to them as they are to you. It's a case of them scratching your back if you scratch theirs. Taurus makes a steady friend, but be careful not to arouse their jealousy. This fixed sign will be possessive of their buddies and aren't so likely to understand the old saying which says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You'll find a wonderful friend in Taurus, so long as you don't cancel any plans at the last minute. The best friend bet for them to have are Pisces and Cancer. Wow, Taurus. So you were telling us your daughter's Taurus, right?
Yes, my daughter's a Taurus. And she's all that and some. And, yeah, she's a very, 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 very wonderful person. She's a dear friend.
Did she pay you to say that now? Did she pay you to say that?
No, because I have witnessed her doing all her friends.
And I'm joking.
It's unbelievable the changes that child will go through for her friends and family, too.
Yeah.
She is a sweetheart. But don't get on her bad side, because that's, you need to go in the room and lock the door.
Is that trouble?
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Yeah, I can't even discuss it. They just won't let me do it on air.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's trouble for you, Taurus. Let's see who Taurus is best suited with. I'm going to tell you right now, Taurus, who your best partner should be. Oh, here it is right here. Perfect partner for a Taurus. This is romantically. Okay? Perfect partner for you, Taurus, is a Virgo or a Capricorn. A nearly perfect partner for a Taurus is a Cancer or Pisces. Like-minded souls is a Taurus. Opposites that they're attracted to would be a Libra or a Sagittarius. Learn from your differences is Aries or Gemini. Not your destiny would be a Leo or an Aquarius. Astrological hell is a Scorpio.
Okie
dokie. So, Taurus, don't look for romance with a Scorpio. It's just not a good match at all. And, you know, the next star, coming up after Taurus is going to be the month of Gemini. Gemini. So I know lots of Geminis.
Are they two-faced?
Friends. Ooh, there's two sides to those Geminis.
Absolutely.
You know, the funny thing is I have nephews who are Geminis, and they twins. But they're so different. It's like day and night. They're such different kids. And I'm like, you guys are born under the right star sign. You know, they are what are they called? The Gemini, they're supposed to be the most social people. But,
They can be funny at times.
Two-faced.
They're very, two-faced. They're funny, they're comedians, they like to have fun, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll see.
A mean streak.
They definitely do have a mean streak. So anyway, that's a little bit about our stars. So we'll be reading out to you Taurus for the next couple of weeks until it comes to Gemini. And then Gemini, it's your turn for us to tell you a little bit about who you're suited with and a little bit about your personality. Well, that's what they're saying. And a lot of the times, you know, the characteristics are not far off from the actual person, I mean, like the person themselves. You know, so sometimes I wonder, is this actually how they really are, people? Like, is a Gemini really act the way they saying a Gemini is, or is the Gemini beginning to start acting like how people are saying that Geminis are? Did you get that?
So I guess I read about my star sign, and I started to look around the room to make sure there was no cameras. I'm like saying, how could they hit the nail on the head like that? Like, who's following me? It's some of the stuff is so me, and I just can't deny it.
Oh, my goodness. So it's not a case of you starting to act like what they say a Scorpio should act?
No.
It is... That is what they're saying, that is how you are.
That's how I am, most of it. Not
That's
all
funny.
Of it, a lot of it.
That's so funny, the things that they say. How do people know that these are people's personalities, you know?
It's amazing, however they know, it's
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
And a lot of people don't even believe in the star signs. And I said, you must have never read your own star sign before and see you in it.
That's really funny. It's really funny. Which brings us to today's topic. We're talking about appreciating others.
Yes. Top shelf.
Appreciating others.
Yeah. Very,
so
very important.
Do you think that this is something that should work both ways?
Oh,
well, I'm talking about romantically, but I'm also talking about, you know, we're not only talking about appreciating a lot, like your spouse or the person in your life. What about appreciating your sisters, your mother, your everyone?
It's appreciating everybody and everything and thanking, you know. I mean, come on. Life is too short not to appreciate. If you know someone that's in your life that is making a big difference and it's because of them that you've gotten to that place, don't you think you need to turn around and say, thank you.
So
you know,
do you think that just
words. The
simple words like thank you would do?
Thank you. I love you. Acknowledgement, you know, of the deed that you've done for the person. You know, I don't know what I would have done had it not been for you. Do you know we need to hear that now and not later?
Oh,
you know?
I thought you were just hold on. I thought you were actually telling me that. I was going to be like, oh, my God, is she saying that to me? Because I heard you saying, I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for you. I was like, oh, my God, she's saying that to me? But then I just realized that it wasn't. Okay,
you
go
are
on.
Nutty two shoes.
Just go on.
But it's true. You know, we need to just show appreciation. A lot of us have so many, and I've been to so many funerals, and I've even spoke at tons of funerals because people that I know are dropping. So I have very important stuff I need to say sometimes, and I write it down, and I go up there with my nervous self, and I read it out and say what I want to say. You know, but I've been to funerals, and I've often heard people say wonderful things about the person that's laying in the coffin. And I'm saying to myself, in my head, I'm saying, I wonder did they tell him or her that. I wonder did they let them know that while they were walking around outside in the street or standing side by side.
How important do you think that is?
It's very important.
Tell somebody.
It's very important. I mean, people do things from the kindness of their heart, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I'm that kind of a person. I do things from my heart. And I would love to be told by the person or persons or people what I've done, because back in the day I was just a giving, oh, everything, give, whatever, just give. I used to want to go out and I would buy, my girlfriends would say, well, one of them in particular would say, I don't have anything to wear. Come on, girl, let's go. We're going to buy you an outfit. You know, the only thing that sometimes I wouldn't buy people is shoes, because I guess I'm superstitious. They say if you buy a person a shoe, they'll walk out of your life. And so we got along perfectly fine. I didn't want her to walk out of my life. I wanted to be friends. So I wouldn't buy the shoes, but I would buy the outfit. You know, sometimes you can do things like this for people, and sometimes people may not say thank you. Or, you know, I mean, you need to hear it. I mean, I know they appreciate it, but it would be wonderful coming from their mouth, so that you could feel some kind of way about that. But when I don't get my verbal thank you, or if it hadn't been for you, or whatever the case may be, I'm blessed, because I get my blessings from other sources. It doesn't have to be a human being, and I had to recognize that.
So how do you feel when you've done something, and not because you're looking for praise from somebody, but I'm just saying, when you've done something for someone and someone takes the time to thank you?
How do I feel?
Yes.
I guess I'll be smiling and blushing and saying, wow, you know, I'm glad I was able to. I'm glad I could do that for you, or I'm glad I was there for you. It doesn't have to be something tangible that you bought somebody something. It can be just, a phone call away. You know, because people tend to not be in touch with you as regular as they should be. If you consider me a friend or even a mere associate, you, every once in a while, if I'm not an enemy, you should call me and see how I'm doing. You know, people always say, oh, you ain't called me for a long time. I'll be like, oh, my goodness, you know, you're right. I have to apologize, because to me, if I really don't have anything to say, I won't call you. And I have to change my habit, because I had just told a coworker of mine about the guy that I went to his funeral today. I had told one of the retirees, like myself, that I said, Miss Glenn, I'm going to see B, you know, because he's in the hospital. I'm going to see him next week. But, you know, God took him away before I got a chance to do that. So what I'm really saying is, if it's on your mind or if it's in your heart, do it then. Don't put off for tomorrow what you should be doing today. If you have enemies or you have an argument, make up. Say, I'm sorry. Be a bigger person. It may not have been your fault, but you know what? Life is too short to hold on to stuff like that. You have to let people know how you're feeling now.
So how do you, like, just say, for instance, you're having a relationship of, let's say mother-daughter. How are you as a daughter going to appreciate? What do you say? Okay, you a mother. What do you think that would please a mother to see her daughter appreciate her? What would make her happy?
Oh, if you told the mom, I love you, or give your mom a kiss, or, you know, because back in the day.
But you know what? Let me just interrupt you right there. You know, nowadays people just roll off their mouth. I love you, bye.
Yeah.
Is that as special as telling your mother you love her?
Why?
Because
yeah.
I know.
Go ahead.
Carry on.
You have to take it however they can give it to you, because maybe that's their way to say, like, I have a granddaughter, and when she see her friends in the street, she greets them and she gives them this kiss on the cheek. And when she see me, she give me a high five. Like, I told her, don't give me no high five. I'm not your friend in the street. I said, you kiss your friends on the street, but you give me a high five? What is that? And I know she loves me, but maybe she just don't know how to express that to me in a way that I would like her to. I'd like to be one of those friends that get, you know, the kiss on the cheek. I'd rather have that than a high five. I don't respect a high five. I'm in my 50s. Go on with your high five.
So you just the simple things like I love you.
Yeah, simple things. But my daughters, they know that I love cards. They know that I'm a bag lady, that I like nice, beautiful bags. Like shopping bags.
Oh, I thought you meaning you're like a bag lady, like, you know, like a bag lady on the street.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm a bag lady and with my own apartment. Hello, thank you. Thank God for my business. They know what I like. And so they will buy me, like, I love shoes, the little teeny shoes. I love shoes, period. So they'll see something with a shoe on it, and they'll buy that for me. So I know my kids appreciate and love me. I mean, maybe we don't express it verbally a lot, or we don't hug and embrace a lot, but somehow when people don't express it in the form that you would like them to, you have to look and see where your blessing is coming from. You have to see that they appreciate you. Some things that they do or say, you just know that they appreciate you.
What about if you have to talk about it? Like, say, mention something like, you know, I would like one day for you to do that. Do you think that would be appropriate or not? Because nobody will know how you actually feel unless you
tell them. Well, I told you.
Yeah.
I told my daughter, I said, you know, when I die, you guys are going to, they're going to find the things that I have written, and they are going to laugh their stuff at them. Because it's sometimes you can't discuss things with certain people because they might take it some kind of way, or you don't know how to start that kind of conversation with your people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too emotional. You know, like somebody might say, you know, if you were my daughter, and I say, listen, I need you to tell me you love me every once in a while, because, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. So you just need to let me know, you know. You might feel some kind of way if I said that. But it's never what you say. It's always how you say it. But how do you express to a person to tell them? You shouldn't, first of all, you shouldn't have to tell nobody that, listen, I need you to tell me you appreciate me. You shouldn't never have to tell, because they should always want to tell somebody, look, Mom, you know, I'm so glad you're my mother. So, you know, I mean, people go through ups and downs.
Wait, do you think that those words should follow up with actions? I'm not only talking mother-daughter relationship here right now. I mean, like anything. Like when someone says, you know, I do appreciate you, do you think that those actions should follow those words to strengthen or actually show you that, hey, this is for real, it's not just BS?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
So actions,
you know,
don't really count?
Back it up with a gift or money or, no, a card.
No, little things, little gestures.
Yeah,
little
card. I love cards, so a card would be appreciated. With words on it that you actually mean, you know what I'm saying? That matters to me, you know. So little things that you do in life to show people that you care, that you love them, and no matter what, you got their back, it's easy. Why is it easy? It's easy for people to hate one another, but it's hard as hell, for people to express how much they care or how much they appreciate or how much they miss someone. Why is it so hard to tell somebody something that endearing, something that would just make my day if you told
me? Let
me
ask you this. Do you think that, you know, sometimes it depends on, like, your environment growing up? Like, if your environment is like an environment that every day is I love you, let's spend time together, family, like always like that, do you think that that has a part to play in your communicating?
It does. Let me tell you why.
I really think that it really does as well.
Yeah, let me tell you why, because my mom wasn't a hugger and wasn't one of them people that will kiss you, but my mom I'm the only child. I didn't want or need for nothing. I had all, everything, material. She even ironed my clothes and picked them out and set them out and bought me shoes, clothes, everything. You know, so by her doing that, I'm putting one and one together. Ah, she loves me because she always buying me things. The same way with me, you know, with my children. The way I was raised is basically the way I've treated my kids. I mean, maybe I didn't hug them enough or say to them, I love you. That's why I'm so hell-bent on it now. But I showed them they had everything in the world. They could have wanted and needed. But I think that I should have hugged them more and kissed them more to show that kind of love instead of showing them all of the materialistic things that a person could have. I mean, to tell you, oh, I love you because, look, I bought you this coat, or I love you because I bought, look, I always buy your clothes and your things, and you're eating, you have a roof over your head, and all of these kinds of things. But it's nothing like a hug and a kiss and to tell somebody you care.
Wow. All right, y'all, the time right now is 7:16. We'll be right back after this song. right, y'all. We're back right here on Blake Radio. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. The time right now is 7:20. And we're talking about appreciating others, how important it is to appreciate not only your loved one, your family member as well. It could be your mother, your brother, your sister, your cat, your dog, whatever. You know, just showing someone that you are appreciative to them. You know, for my mother and I, it's something so simple because I know my mom loves flowers. So our thing between my mother and I is yellow roses. So sometimes, like when it's her birthday, she is 75. So this year for her 75th birthday, I sent her 75 roses.
Wow.
Like from the time she had reached 60, I sent her that amount of flowers every year. So when she was 61, I sent her 61 roses. So she turned 75 this year. So she's like, this bouquet is so huge, I don't even know what to do. So, you know, my thing, you know, I was saying the other day to them, you know, I'm so appreciative of everything you've done for me. And I always thinking, like you said, you know, before it's too late, before maybe one of us pass, I would like to just sit down and tell them all the things of how much I appreciate all the things that they've done for me and just having them in my life.
And, you know, to make a big difference. It'll make a big difference to them to hear it from you, even though you show them.
Yeah,
but
it
makes a big difference.
That's very, very true because, you know, they say sometimes that, you know, actions speak louder than words. But sometimes, you know, you do actions, and like you say, you do actions and do actions, and sometimes you want to hear those words.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, that's going to be my thing this year. Well, they come in a visit, so I'm going to be like, we're going to have a serious moment where we're going to talk about. What did you say?
Y'all going to have a powwow.
Sit down and a powwow.
Yeah.
We're going to send out smoke signals and everything. Because, you know, it's like you say, it's always good to tell someone, like, how much they mean to you. It could make the world of a difference.
Yeah. It does. Wow.
So that's the same thing that goes for our, like, romantic relationships as well.
Of course,
you know,
it does.
Sometimes
everything in life, like, sometimes you could be someplace and your name is like 20, and somebody could come and say, "Oh my God, look at you! Maybe we better hurry up and see you so we can get you right here." Oh, you gotta say, "Hey, I appreciate you." Like the people that takes care of me in a doctor's place. I make sure that I do a dinner for them or bake them a cheesecake or I do something to let them know that I really, really appreciate them and what they do for me.
Do you think that people have forgotten nowadays to show appreciation to others?
I think they take it for granted that you you know I love you, girl. You know I appreciate you, like that kind of thing. But you know what? You could say that. But God forbid.
And I think...
Huh?
I think that showing people that you appreciate them could also make your relationship much better.
It could. But like I said, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today.
That's true.
You know, because a lot of things can happen between now and later.
That's true. So how come I didn't hear you tell me I appreciate you? I appreciate you, Jack.
I appreciate you, Brown Sugar. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, like, it's the truth what you said. You know, we should never put off what we can do today. You know, tell someone that you appreciate it. You never know how it could make their day. Sometimes, you know, someone is feeling down, whether it be your mother, your father, your dog, your cat, your brother, your sister. You know, maybe they're having a hard day and, you know, just those words of encouragement coming from a loved one could mean so much.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It could pick their spirits up so much.
You know, sometimes people are, I won't say shy, but sometimes they feel some kind of way. They don't want to appear to be too mushy. So, listen, here I go again, Brown Sugar. You know what I'm going to say, right?
Oh, I know where you're going. Blue Mountain Cards.
At the Blue Mountain Cards out there, whatever is on your mind, I'm sure somebody wrote it in the Blue Mountain Card. Get that card and sign the bottom of it. The card will say everything for you. And I guarantee you, if you've been angry with one another and they read a good card that you sent, you will no longer be angry. I love Blue Mountain Cards.
Wow, Blue Mountain Cards. I have not seen not one of those Blue Mountain Cards.
Well, when you I'm going to find where there's a store, and I'm just going to go there and spend like $100 on Blue Mountain Cards. They're pretty expensive.
From the day I've met you, you've been talking about Blue Mountain Cards. Can you believe I have not seen not one Blue Mountain card ever.
I'm going to show you a Blue Mountain book. It's not a card. I'm going to show you. I can show you better than I can tell you. They
oh,
are
wow.
the best.
Wow. All right, so that goes the same with appreciation. Sometimes you can show them.
Yeah. It's tangible. You can store it. You can have it. It doesn't spoil. You can just have it there and read it every so often, and you'll just
mm-hmm.
have it. It's lovely.
Wow. So what is your closing thoughts on appreciation?
Listen, I've been saying it all day long. Please, people, do not put off tomorrow what you can do today. For we know that we're here right now, but we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
Wow. I felt like that was a sermon, like I've just come out of church. Thanks. That felt great. I'm so uplifted. I feel so good. I feel like I just got the holy appreciation word from you.
Yes. God bless you, child. God bless
all
of us.
Okay. All right, y'all. Don't forget, you can catch us here Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7. And we have a crazy show. We talk about celebrity gossip as well as your star sign for the month. And this month, you know, we're covering the month of Taurus. Next month, we are on Gemini. We also tell you a little bit about your characteristic, your personality. We tell you about who you're best suited with. And we have a hot topic for the day, which most of the time, it is hot. But, you know, today we're taking it pretty easy. We're acting like the weather. We're easy out there. So we spoke today about appreciation. And like Miss Spice said, don't put off what you can do today. You know, appreciation, you never know how you're going to touch somebody's day or how you make them feel. All right, so that's it from us. We hope you have a blessed evening and a wonderful weekend. And we'll be right back next week, same time, same place. Thank you.
Sugar and Spice.